USA News, I'm John Schaefer. This holiday season will be the busiest travel days in U.S. history. At Newark Liberty International Airport, it's been a mixed bag for travelers.
We were supposed to get home yesterday from Costa Rica, but they delayed us, and then they sent us to Florida. And then after Florida, we ended up here.
I thought it would be way busier, and it's been pretty easy getting through.
Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg said that this year is seeing a record number of air travelers, coupled with a notable reduction in cancellations compared to previous years. Severe weather conditions are creating unsafe travel conditions today on Mid-Atlantic and Northeast highways. Flooding's been reported on several interstates, and wind gusts reaching 50 miles per hour pose the risk of falling tree limbs and potential power outages. The investigation into the car explosion at the Buffalo-Canada border continues. New York Governor Kathy Hochul has clarified that explosion was not a terrorist attack.
There is no sign of terrorist activity with respect to this crash.
Two people were killed, one being a Western New Yorker, and a Border Patrol agent inside a booth sustained minor injuries. Hochul emphasized the importance of calming concerns, noting that people are on edge due to global events, but the incident is not indicative of a terrorist act. Hostages held by Hamas could start to be released soon. It's part of a temporary ceasefire deal that will see at least 50 hostages captured by the militant Palestinian group released in exchange for 150 Palestinians held by Israel. The truce is supposed to last for at least 4 days, with Israel saying it could be extended as long as 10. Donald Trump is widening his lead against President Biden in a 2024 presidential matchup. An Emerson College poll found 47% of respondents support Trump. That's compared to 43% who said that they would vote for Biden. About 10% of the respondents in that poll were undecided. This is USA News.
Attention Medicare recipients and anyone turning 65. Medicare has approved new benefits not included with original Medicare and older Medicare Advantage plans. You may not be getting all of the benefits you're entitled to, including in-home aids, telephone appointments with your doctors, home-delivered meals and prescriptions. These benefits may be available and it's a free call to enroll. The new plans may also offer free eyeglasses, free hearing aids, free wellness visits, and gym memberships. Call the Medicare benefits line now. It's easy. Call 800-683-3822. 800-683-3822. Find out if you're eligible for new benefits like meal and prescription delivery, in-home aids, and telemedicine. Some plans may have a $0 monthly premium or zero copays for big out-of-pocket savings. Not all Medicare Advantage plans are alike. The new plans have more benefits for many people. Call 800-683-3822. 800-683-3822. 800-683-3822. 3822.
The results of a new poll on gun ownership might surprise you.
More than half of American voters say they or someone they live with owns a gun. An NBC News national poll showed 52% said so. That's up from 46% in 2019. Not surprisingly, gun ownership falls along partisan lines, with 2 in 3 Republican voters saying they or someone in their house owns a gun. Less than half of independents and Democrats said the same. White voters tended to say they own guns at higher rates than black or Latino voters. I'm Corey Myers.
The former leader of OpenAI, the creator of ChatGPT, is set to make a comeback to the company that dismissed him just a few days ago, bringing an end to a brief yet tumultuous power struggle that sent shockwaves through the tech industry and highlighted the challenges surrounding the safe development of artificial intelligence. The San Francisco-based company announced it had reached an agreement in principle for co-founder Sam Altman to resume the role of CEO. An exhibit honoring Billy Joel is opening in New York. Joel on hand last night at the Long Island Music and Entertainment Hall of Fame.
Now, have you ever found yourself surrounded by you? It's kind of a nightmare. I don't know, where did he get all this junk? It's a little intimidating. I guess I've lived.
The exhibit will take you through his childhood and his Rock and Roll Hall of Fame career. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.